Hello and welcome to another new Pixel Recess, a design podcast playground where I talk to industry leaders in design and development about absolutely nothing at all. I am your host. Today, we'll be talking with Adam Clark, better known for his podcast, The Gently Mad, where yours truly was interviewed and did an awesome job. And I recommend you listen to it over and over again and learn from my ways. Adam lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where he is a freelancer and works outside in his underwear. He also has a beard.
So, Adam, you have a podcast, and it's called The Gently Mad. I want to know what you're so mad about, why you're so angry.
You know, can I really share here?
Well, I mean, just calm down. I can already tell that you're getting really angry. Just ease up.
I don't know, man. This isn't what I thought it was gonna. I don't think I can do this right now.
Really? All right. Well, then just take a breath. Maybe you need to walk away. So you're a quote unquote freelancer, right?
Yeah.
Let's go through the checklist. Beard.
Check.
You have okay. Are you naked or wearing pajamas?
I am neither.
You're naked. Okay. No, I can tell. I can tell. I can hear it. Do you wear glasses?
I don't.
Are you prepared now to talk about your anger?
Yeah.
No, okay. That's okay. No, I don't think you're ready. How about your drinking problem? Can we talk about that?
Definitely not that.
It's okay. It's a safe place. All right. Well, oddly enough, the next question was, do you prefer tea or coffee?
Coffee, definitely.
Lemonade or Coke?
Coke.
So pick one typeface that you have to live with. No, actually, take that back. Pick a typeface you have to marry. Just one.
Typeface I have to marry. Mm-hmm. Well, like, I would. I'm not sure how that would.
It doesn't matter.
Like, how would I have a honeymoon with a typeface? Like, I'm not sure how.
You're overthinking it.
Can I have kids with this typeface?
No. There is no subset.
Okay. So, well, then what is it? It doesn't really strike me as like a marriage if I can't have kids with this typeface, or
that's life.
I mean, is this just like
happens sometimes?
Is this just like sort of a, you know, am I marrying this typeface for just, you know,
for money?
Tax purposes?
You're marrying it for money. It's for money.
Okay, so we're not going to live together or anything. It's just purely
no. It's for paper.
I would probably have to say
she's Canadian, maybe, or British.
Can choose Canadian or British.
I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe you are. Are you from America? You're from America.
I'm from here. I've got some Canadian blood in my American veins.
Okay.
So
yeah, you have to pick. You have to live with one typeface.
I think I would go with "Knockout" by H&FJ.
Oh wow, that's an original one. I appreciate the originality on that.
You know. I don't appreciate the sarcasm in your voice because maybe a lot of people use that typeface, but I think it's a great typeface. And you didn't ask if I had to use a typeface every day for something. You said if I wanted to marry a typeface. And you know, I could see, as you said, for tax purposes, for money, having some sort of a formal relationship with Knockout.
And I'm seeing your anger. There's a lot of anger. Coming out from your answers, so I understand the podcast title now makes a lot of sense, but to each his own. I hope you work through it. I hope you get through your gentle anger. So here's a question we always ask, and I say always, it's twice. If you could go back in time and kill one designer and take their place, who would it be?
You know, I think that question is feeding into my anger a little bit. I don't think I can.
We got plenty of material. Yeah. So how was it? Did you enjoy it?
Had enough of this. Turn this thing the off.
And that was my interview with Adam Clark. I hope you enjoyed it. I thank you for listening very much. You can find Pixel Recess on iTunes or on our website at pixelrecess.com or on Twitter at pixelrecesspod. I am your host, Paul Armstrong, and I am not the idiot or jackass that I appear to be on the podcast, I hope. You can find me at Wiseacre on Twitter or paularmstrong.me or wherever else I happen to be distracting myself. Tune in this coming Friday for the wonderful Noah Stokes. Have a good week, everybody.